Another afternoon of hot weather sticks around for upstate New York and interior New England. Highs today will soar into the 90s once again. We will remain under the influence of an upper-level ridge. However, the cool front that moved through yesterday will hang on to our south, becoming a focal point for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms with the greatest possibility south of the Capital District. Excessive heat advisories remain in effect today for the Capital District, western and southern New England, as well as the mid and lower Hudson Valley. Please remember to check on elderly neighbors and keep pets inside during this hot weather. Not much changes looking ahead to the 4th of July. Hot weather remains in the forecast with an outside shot at an afternoon thunderstorm. Again, best chances south of the Capital District. Our upper-level pattern starts to change into late week with a potent upper-level low coupled with a strong surface cold front moving through on Friday. This will lead to a round of organized thunderstorms, and some could be strong based on the timing of the front and the amount of cloud cover prior to frontal passage. After the front passes, expect a much more comfortable weekend. Dew points will fall back into the 50s. And lower 60s for Saturday, with high temperatures in the 70s. Ridging aloft and surface high pressure will allow for warmer weather into the tail end of the weekend. Taking a look at significant weather around the country today, heat remains the story for much of the mid-Atlantic and into New England. High temperatures climbing into the 90s with oppressive dew points into the 70s. Meanwhile, multiple wildfires continue to burn in the states of Colorado, New Mexico, and California, and red flag warnings are also in effect for Utah for dry, windy, and hot conditions this afternoon. There is also a slight risk of severe weather. Scattered thunderstorms are expected to develop again late this afternoon into the evening, both near a frontal zone and on the higher terrain of the North Central High Plains and the adjoining Rocky Mountain foothills. The air mass along and south of the combined front and outflow boundary over Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas will be richly moist, with mid-60s to mid-70s dew points contributing to a very unstable air mass. After an initial blend of supercell and multicellular modes with both hail, wind, and at least a slight chance of a tornado, an MCS or two could develop and forward propagate, generally northeast, with damaging wind becoming the primary hazard. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny skies with high temperatures near 90. Expect an afternoon thunderstorm or two. In Boston, sunny skies with high temperatures in the low 90s. An afternoon storm or two will be possible there as well. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s. Your 24-hour contiguous United States temperature extremes ran from 119 degrees at Death Valley, California yesterday to 30 degrees this morning at Stanley, Idaho. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies continue with highs ranging from the mid-80s across mountainous areas to the low 90s for the Champlain Valley and Glens Falls. Overnight, clear skies with lows falling into the low to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, excessive heat advisories remain in effect. Expect partly cloudy skies today with oppressively hot temperatures. Highs will soar into the mid-90s with thunderstorms expected to develop between 1 and 3 this afternoon. Overnight, storms end, but partly cloudy skies will stick around with lows only falling into the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, more sunshine today with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. Overnight, mostly clear skies with lows falling into the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, excessive heat advisories remain in effect today. Expect more sunshine with highs in the low 90s. However, a few storms will try and develop between 1 and 3 p.m. Overnight, partly cloudy skies with low temperatures falling into the low 70s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, excessive heat advisories continue today. Temperatures will soar into the mid-90s. Expect that possibility of a thunderstorm developing between 1 and 3, but the best chances will remain south of the Capital District. Overnight lows will fall into the mid-60s to 70 degrees. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, highs remain hot in the mid-90s with an outside chance at a thunderstorm to our south. Thursday, expect sunshine for the first half of the day, but some clouds will move in for the second half of the day. A few thunderstorms will be possible, especially to the points north and west. Highs will be in the low to mid-90s. Friday brings big changes with an organized round of thunderstorms. Some could very well be strong. High temperatures will cool into the upper 70s to low 80s. Saturday will be much more pleasant with sunshine, temperatures in the upper 70s. And Sunday back into the low 80s with continued sunshine. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.